This is a news update from VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Speaking Tuesday at a town hall hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution before the U.S. presidential election on November the 3rd. Trump repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic, the virus would disappear on its own, and denied understating the threat of the disease. When asked by an audience member why he would downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities, Trump said he downplayed it, but it actually, in many ways, he said he upplayed it. In terms of action, Trump said that his action was very strong. A strengthened Hurricane Sally pummeled the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama, which met with beach covering storm surges and strong winds early Wednesday. Landfall expected on the northern Gulf Coast early on Wednesday. A series of explosions lit up the night sky in northern Gaza Wednesday as Israel retaliated for earlier rockets launched from the Gaza Strip. Palestinians are opposed to an agreement that was struck with United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Israel, saying it is a betrayal of their cause by Arab countries. President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remark during the signing ceremony at the White House on Tuesday. He acknowledged the normalization of agreements between Israel and the Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
In Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. This music is coming for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing in your cars, at home, I want you to stay around and listen because it's going nonstop for the next hour. Get ready for the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home.
Enjoy it.
Hello.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, Davey.
Welcome to another party. Welcome to Jimmy B's party. Welcome to another party. No one can deny it. Oh, 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 oh. Jimmy B's got to fight.
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune in to African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Often sacrifice an offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, hey. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, hey. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Mi vida es tu vida, si se puede.
Tirame. espiritual.
Of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Yeah. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mama, oh, waiting for do yo.
Yes, it's been wonderful, a trip around Africa on this great day. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful time with me. And so right now, I want to say thank you for joining us today on the African Beat live from Washington, D.C. Till then, I am David Vandy bidding you so long.